The Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi once was walking along a road, isolated road, and time came for him to daven, early davening mincha. And he saw an uninhabited house there. He walked in. This is one of the homes that were destroyed from the Churban Yisrael Yerushalayim. He went inside there to daven. While there, Eliyahu Navi came, waited for him by the door, till he finished his tefillah. When he finished the tefillah, Eliyahu Navi greeted him, and he said to him, Shalom Alecha, Rabbi. Yossi replied, Shalom Alecha, Rabbi Almighty. And then they went into further conversation. The Navi asked Rabbi Yossi, why did you go into this chulva, this house that's destroyed? Why didn't you dine outside on the road? Why? Because the chulva is a place that's destroyed, almost destroyed, and there is the danger of Shadim there. The Gemara says that Shadim originally had the freedom of roaming the streets of cities, and every person's life was in danger. And he said, Rabbi Yossi, when you were in there, did you hear anything? He said, yes, I did. I heard a voice, soft voice, like the cooing of a dove. Or the Shmita is compared to a dove, Kanfeyiner. And this voice said, woes to thee, how pitiful it is, what a pity it is of the children who are driven away from their home. Jews driven from their home, driven away from the table of their father, the Beis HaMikdash. Woes to the fact that I have destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, driven my children out of Israel. This is the Shmita bemoaning. Again, Lachel stands for the Shechina. The enemy said to Rabbi Yossi, it is true, this voice you heard. But know too that this is not the only time this voice says it. This voice comes every time that the Jews come to Shul, Dab, and they say, every time the Jews say this, this voice comes from heaven and says, how beautiful is the tefillah of the Jews who give praise to Hashem. What a pity it is that these Jews, these children driven away from their father's home. And the more times the Jews say Israel with Kavanah, the more they evoke the pity of Hashem from heaven, the more they strengthen the chances of Mashiach to come. This kayach of tefillah, Eishmei Nabla, saying it, especially with the Iskashas to the Tzadik Emes, truly realize via some Mashiach, via the Beis HaMikdash, the Gula Shleiman, Pheda, the Amen, Amen, Fi Amen.